So I always wondered, you know, being an only child, like, where do the only children of the world go when they're seeking that kind of sisterly bond? You know, I've come across throughout my time with so many people that have these wonderful siblings and extension of families and even step families, right? They bring more to the table, especially during these holidays. But then I come in contact with so many people and even parts of my own family where folks are no longer connecting with the other folks, right? And so the only child in me oftentimes just sits back on the rocking chairs of the world or on the edge of the couch. And I just wonder, like, what would my world had been like if I could pick up the phone and call my older brother or call my younger sister or, you know, have that person to lean on at those times where you just want some folks to lean on, right? And so there are definitely days that I say, yay, the only child in me, I don't have to worry about all the stressors and the miscommunication and the arguments and all those things. But then I'm like, oh man, the only child in me, I won't get the miscommunication and the opportunities to work things out, right? Or to have that person to lean on. And so, you know, I just wonder, where do we go? I mean, I know for me, I created different platforms alike just to be able to have a place where folks go, and they don't have to be the only children of the world, but oftentimes we no longer have what we were created to have. And that was a bond, right? A level of togetherness, something that is irreplaceable and you can never purchase with money. And so for me, that's, of course, Sisters Build Network and other opportunities that are out there. But what if, right? Like, what if I would have, could have, should have, things of that nature. And for those of you who do, you have that sibling that you can reach out and touch it. And maybe, you know, you disagreed in 1975 and that stopped you from speaking. Just pick up the phone. These are opportunities and times that, guess what, guys, we will never get back, ever. Right? And so if you're blessed with additional siblings and you're blessed with extended family and heck, if you're just blessed, right? Just embrace what you are capable of having because a girl like me sitting on the edge of the couch would love a sister or brother like you. So if there has been any form of miscommunication, just pick up that phone and have that conversation and start off with my bad, or, you know, my new hashtag is hashtag no offense, but. And the true, genuine sisterly bond and brotherly bond will allow you to speak freely, be a little irritated, annoyed, or upset, but love you anyway. That's what it's all about. And so as I sit here in my grandmother's home and as she's 91 years old, I kind of think back of the uncles and aunts that would come through during the holidays and, right, love on my grandfather and love on my grandmother. That was not by accident that was created. You know, I just wasn't meant to have a brother or sister. But if you do, then embrace that. You know, I know that we always want what we don't have and what we have we don't really want. But there's life out there that you could share with those who love you the most, even if they never say it. And so this holiday season, as we approach Thanksgiving and as we approach Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of this fabulous time as we come to a close in this year, I am just truly thankful that I can reach out and connect with those who reach out and connect, right? And so I just want to live my remaining years in the most positive form imaginable. And I hope that you do the same. And so if that includes a brother or sister, then that's your Christmas gift right there.
love on her, love on him, and let's just enjoy what life has given us with the life of others. So as always, I am primrosecameron.com, and you heard it here first, the life of an only child. Talk to you later.